Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Engineer Jacob Torius about recent snow clearing operations.
Since we last spoke last December or so, the winter weather, how has that been, you know, as far as handling that with the road crew and everything?
It's gone fine. It's been a little more of a normal winter compared to the last couple of years. It's been kind of dry, so to speak. Fewer storm events. The guys have been out working hard at times. This last week was probably the most they've been out in a long time, in several years. I think we've been out about 18 different times. Maybe the same storm event just a couple of days in a row for that same event, but we're counting that as different time we've been out. During that time, we've used about 1,000 tons of salt and out there and trying to clear the roads and keep them safe for the public. And that would be just our trucks on the paved routes. And then our motor graders have been out probably 7 to 10 times during that time frame. So we've had some of those smaller snow events. We don't necessarily do much snow removal on the gravel roads. It's more worried about the paved roads, but we've had some of the bigger events that they've been out on the gravel too.
How was it last week? I think it was a lot of snow, the most that Washington has received, the county received over this past winter. Was it a bit of a challenge or anything for the crews?
No, we were lucky it was a dry powdery snow that helped and that the wind wasn't blowing. It was actually relatively easy snow to deal with. There was a lot there. You know, on Tuesday morning, we were out pushing, but it was easy driving through, easy to get around. I was out helping check on stuff, you know, and yeah, there's a lot of snow, but it was easy to get around, so it was easy to move. It was just didn't quit. It kept coming, you know, every couple of days it seemed like it snowed there. And the guys worked hard and, you know, did the best they could with the timing that we had.
And you said that so far, was it 1,000 tons of salt have been used?
Yeah, we've used about 1,000 tons. Okay. We started out the year with about 2,500 tons, give or take. So we've used about not quite half, which is kind of on par where we thought we'd be. Or plan each year, just kind of depends on the weather. So we're still sitting in good shape if it decides to snow some more here in the next month or so.
Do you guys use sand much, or how much have you used of that?
Yeah, we mix sand into about a 50-50 ratio. So we've used about 1,000 tons of man sand, manufactured sand, throughout the year too. So,
of course, we still have several weeks left of winter. What is your outlook on the rest of the season as of now?
I'll just wait and see. Some long-range forecast discussions I've seen in a couple places talk about some opportunities for some significant moisture. It's kind of depending on where the jet stream sets up, whether it's rain or snow, but there's some potential out there, it looks like, I've seen on some weather discussion stuff.
With the community, I wonder how it's been communicating with people out in the community, and have there been some incidents as far as plows being run into for the county?
With regards to the community, things have been going fine. We haven't had any of our vehicles run into. I know the state's had a couple of their trucks hit, and it really sounds like it's just people being impatient and not giving the space for that equipment and time slowing down. We've had a couple of close calls. Actually, one of them I kind of witnessed myself when I was taking care of my own driveway, and I saw one of my trucks, and the car was trying to pass when he was trying to turn around and go the other direction, and so it just... People just still need to slow down and be patient. If you're in a hurry, you need to get up and leave 10 minutes sooner or something like that. You know, it's big equipment. It's hard to see around, especially when they're pushing snow. The snow's flying and it reduces that visibility.
How has the crew, their morale been over this past winter?
It's been good. They're fine. I mean, they're not tired of pushing snow. Yeah, they dread it every now and then when it keeps snowing like that and they're out at 5 in the morning and working late. The newer guys are actually kind of sadistically enjoying it because they get the extra comp time to be able to take some extra time off. They don't earn a lot of vacation just because they haven't been here very long, so it helps give them a chance to take some time off other times of the year. So they're glad it's snowing.
How many people are there on staff for clearing?
We got 26 guys on the maintenance side, so it's superintendent and his assistant, got a couple of mechanics, and then everybody else, a combination of pushing snow either in the dump trucks or the motor graders, and we've got a couple of pickups that go out and help too with some intersections, especially along 218 where visibility and traffic is harder to see with the dump truck, so they get a little better visibility to maneuver around.
To conclude, is there anything you'd like to remind Washington County residents this winter season?
The big things are just, you know, slow down, be patient out there on the roads. We're doing the best we can, and we don't have the resources to go 24/7 like the state. we're doing what we can. We need the space when we're working, so don't be right behind them. Be mindful of watching them when they're slowing down. Be aware they may be turning. And, you know, when we're pushing snow, we're not just dumping it in your driveway on purpose. We're getting it off the road for the travel portion, and that's part of our policy.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Engineer Jacob Torius about recent snow clearing operations. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.